Had some weather issues last weekend, some moving in for this weekend, so there hadn't been a lot in the way of games that the Princeton Lady Tigers have played, but there was one. That was a quarterfinal victory up at the South Harrison Tournament on, looking at a lot of game results here on Tuesday night, Princeton beating East Harrison 74-25. As we talk here this midday Thursday with head coach Bill Gooden. Coach, not too far from now, it's about 11:30 as we talk in the morning, and 5 hours from now, your team's going to be playing a pretty decent North Harrison team. We were talking about the challenges of playing that early game a little bit off the air, and that is noticeable because, you know, the crowd's usually a little bit lighter for those games, and you got to kind of find your own energy for those 4:30 games.
Yeah, the atmosphere is definitely different when you're playing a 4:30 game as compared to playing a 6 or 7:30 game. But, you know, we're just happy to be playing because we played Tuesday night, and that's our first game in 21 days, and we kind of looked like it at the start of the game, not having any games. We lost the South Harrison game due to weather last week. They didn't move that game. You know, a lot of schools moved that to Thursday, and it was supposed to be a Friday game. So we got that moved to the 20th, which is Monday, mm-hmm. at South Harrison. And so we were just happy to get back on the court. And, you know, we played pretty well once we got to rolling a little bit. I was pleased with our outcome, our scoring. We was pretty balanced. We only turned the ball over, I think, 6 or 7 times. And for having a 21-day layoff, it was a lot like playing your first game out at the start of the season.
Well, absolutely. You know, there are teams that are deeper than your group, coach, but there's also teams that maybe you have one or two coming off the bench. Do you feel like that when you're playing your best, can that depth that you have coming off the bench, do you feel like can that potentially wear down some opponents in the second half?
Oh, I think so. We were playing like 8 kids, and now we're playing 10, and I feel very comfortable with the 10 girls that, you know, that we're playing. The 5 we're bringing off the bench have just really stepped it up, and I think, you know, we're starting to play better, you know, knock on wood, but I just think that if we just keep rolling and keep going and keep building, then that's kind of been our philosophy all along. Kind of like last year, is to, you know, to finish well at the end of the year, and we're really starting to, I think, to buy in and play some pretty good basketball right now, and, you know, as we get started in the second half of our season.
You know, clearly, you know, you won by 49, so it looked like, you know, you overwhelmed East Harrison a little bit, but you've also had a team that from time to time this season they've had trouble putting the ball in the hoop, so they saw, especially by that second half, they saw the ball go in the hoop a lot. That has to help your group's confidence.
Well, yes, it does. You know, we've had some career lows as far as shooting percentage. You know, we had one game we shot 15%, and then against Hamilton we shot, I think it was 20%. And, you know, you're not going to beat anybody that way. Now, we shot the ball pretty well that night. We took more threes than what we're usually taking, but we, good Lord, we hit like 42% of our threes and actually shot that better than we did at 2-point shots. And, you know, we're not a big 3-point shooting team, but we're capable of it. You know, we just like to look for that. I like the mid-range shot. It's just a higher percentage shot, most generally. But, you know, we shot the ball very well the other night, and we took care of the ball and didn't turn the ball over very much.
Is the biggest difference, you know, we talked about, you know, you lost two really big pieces to graduation last year and two girls that they could get, you know, shots on their own by using the dribble and getting to the rim. It looks like this year, Coach, it's just, you know, it's a different team with different girls, but you get a lot of your offense off of good passing and good cutting this year.
We're fairly athletic and we're fairly quick, and we do a lot of, you know, we're getting a lot of people in better scoring position and getting them in better scoring position. And these girls have learned to identify defenses really good, and, you know, we work a lot on different gaps and seams where we need to try to attack against the zone and this and that, and I just I feel like you know, overall we're in better shape now than we were last year as far as our abilities, because we don't rely on just one or two people to do everything for us. And you know, the other night we had, I think, 4 girls in double figures, you know, which is nice. But being able to not turn the ball over, they really take pride in their defense and are very aggravated whenever we don't play good defense. And they're doing a good job helping each other out, and I can see that on the court more and more as we go along. Our seniors have really really intensified that with their playing experience, and we can see more of it, you know, as we progress through the season.
As I kind of described it, as far as, you know, we take a quick look at the GRC here, there's kind of, you know, I think three or four teams, and you're in that group that have kind of separated themselves from maybe some of the teams that are rebuilding this year, but two of the teams that, you know, you're certainly in chase mode, Coach, are going to play each other next Friday with Milan and Trenton, and with where your group is sitting right now in the conference, you'll have some eyeballs on that on the 24th.
Well, that's true, and, you know, we're yet to play Milan, and Trenton, they handled us pretty good, but you know, I have seen Milan in person and was very impressed, and they can be very, very dangerous, I think, for anybody on any given night. They've got some kids that can get the ball and put it up and down, and hit the shots, you know, and they play decent defense, and they've got some size to them, and you know, that's going to create quite a bit of a problem. And then of course we played Trenton, and you know, Macy Moore just kind of totally dominated us that night, and some other girls for Trenton played really well. I thought that Alexi Whitaker played really well against us, and you know, I think that'll be a very, very big game, and that's going to be huge towards our conference from the eastern side of it. But I also see, like, Polo, I think, is much improved. Putnam County, I know they lost to South Harrison, but I've seen them play, and, you know, I'm impressed with Putnam County also. And so, you know, we've got to be able to take care of things. We've got three conference games next week. We've got South Harrison on Monday, we go to Putnam on Tuesday, then we've got Polo on Friday. So at the end of next week, it's going to be a big difference in how this conference is shaping up.
Absolutely. I'm going to get to that in a couple of seconds here, and I'm kind of holding off on what would happen Saturday, because I don't know if you're playing Saturday. This storm coming in sounded like it means business, but as it stands right now, championship game Saturday at 6, third place at 3. So one of the things that I like about the game at South Harrison getting moved to Monday is we can do it. So I'm going to be up at South Harrison for those games Monday night on KTTN 92.3. As Coach mentioned, Putnam County on the road, and yeah, I've seen them. I saw them against Milan. They got off to a great start, shot the ball well. Then Milan just kind of overtook them with Katie Pauly and company, as you saw in the second quarter, Coach. But last night, Putnam County had 87. And I think the biggest challenge in that is they're both winnable games for you on the road, but playing back-to-back is going to be challenging Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I've seen Putnam play a couple times. I saw them play South Harrison, and they lost that game by 1 point at the end. But the Sportletter girl, if I mispronounced her name, but I think she had like 5 threes the first half, you know, and then when I watched them play Milan, I see a couple of other girls hitting threes, and then they did a good job inside also, and then finally Milan just kind of got to them, and once Milan kind of gets if you let them get to rolling and they get a little edge, you know, and they can smell the blood, they're going for it, mm-hmm. And that's what wound up happening in that second, third, and fourth quarter against Putnam County last week, but Putnam, I think, is much improved over last year.
I'd agree with you. I think Putnam's kind of right on that edge in the middle of the conference where they might bite somebody that you don't expect them to beat. It'll be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks. 5-4 record looks like here for the Lady Tigers. Play at 4:30 today against North Harrison. Before I let you go, Coach, we haven't talked about this Shamrock team. What have you seen from North Harrison, your opponent, today?
Well, we played them back in December, and I really haven't seen them since then. But, you know, they've got a couple of girls that can score. They had a tough game the other night against Maysville, and they were down, and they came back and won it at the end. So, you know, they've got some pretty good athletes. The Craig girl and Castleberry girl, I think, are their two leading scorers. And we played them and handled them pretty good at their place, you know, back in December. But that was, you know, that was good. Lord, that was a year ago now. Mm. So, you know, a lot can change, and we're going to have to just be ready and come out and take care of the ball ourselves, and hopefully we'll come away with a win.
Coach, good luck today against the Shamrocks. We'll see you over in Bethany on Monday night.
Thanks a lot, Tom.